Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Grab your Bibles, James 1. 22, just one verse of scripture to open with today. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I need to be a hearer, but I need to be a doer. I want to preach to us today with the help of the Lord, the exception. Let's pray right now. Lord, thank you for your spirit that we feel in this place today. Thank you for this people, Lord, this gathered together. I pray, Lord, that you would let your anointing rest on me right now to preach your word. Lord, that the hearing of your word would be anointed, the reception of your word would be anointed today. Lord, fill somebody with the Holy Ghost today. Lord, let somebody come to an altar of repentance and be baptized in Jesus' name today. Lord, heal somebody's body, their mind, their emotions today. There is nothing impossible with you, and I believe that by your word you will help us, Lord, and increase our faith so that we know that you can do anything. And that it's only by you, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Would you clap your hands to the Lord as you're seated today? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I'm not going to just simply talk about being doers of the word today. I want to talk about the mindset of people who are hearers only and not doers. I want to talk about that for a minute. There are many people who believe that they are the exception. Some people in their minds can exempt themselves from anything. Some people believe that they are the exception to the law. Some people believe that they are the exception to behaving like a decent human. Some people believe that they are the exception to taking responsibility. Some people believe that they are the exception to treating people kindly and with respect. For some reason, this mindset gets in people today that you must do this. You must say this. You must behave this way. You must live this way. You and everyone else, but not me. I'm special. I have special circumstances. I'm a special case. There is a reason why I do not have to do as you do. There is something that justifies my defiance. I am the exception. People have that mindset today. And don't worry, I didn't come in here to beat us up today. But it's a failure or a refusal to accept responsibility. And what's sad is that this can creep into areas of the church. It can creep into areas of the kingdom. We hear preaching that's it can feel like tough medicine sometimes, and you know we say, you know, well, you know, because we believe in being holy, we believe in guarding your heart about what you consume, what you watch, what you listen to, what you participate in. But people will say, you don't watch that. I can handle it. You don't go here. I can handle it. you don't hang around this crowd, I can handle it and still be okay. You don't listen to this, I can. You be holy. This is my standard of holiness. You watch what you say, but I just tell it like it is. You don't gossip. Gossip is my ministry. You watch how you portray and represent yourself on social media. I have a reason for what I do. I have an exception for what I do. You be pure in your body. I'm in love. It's tough. You listen to what pastor says. I'm not under anybody's thumb. You be submitted to God and godly authority. I march to the beat of my own drum. I work out my own salvation. I take the Bible out of context. Hey, you stay unified. You stay connected with the church. I'm too evolved to entangle myself with all of that. All I need is me and God. You get involved with church. That's not me. You teach Bible studies. You reach the lost. You speak to somebody about Jesus. I have some reason not to. You pray, not me. You fast. I need to eat. You give. I work hard for my money. You worship and praise. I'm too dignified. You be doers of the word. I'll be a hearer of the word, and I'll be okay. I am the exception. And I could go on and on and on. And people find anything to justify what they call a walk with God. And I didn't come here to be judgmental today, but I'm talking about the extremes of these cases today. But people will do anything to justify the exception. They can exempt themselves from all responsibility and justify it with really ridiculous reasons, and do it so much and for so long that they believe that what they're saying is absolute truth, that it's right, that it's correct, that they are the standard, they make the rules for their own life. And people have this exemption mentality. Now, on another side of this, people have this exemption mentality, but in a negative light upon themselves or their life or their circumstances. They can be blessed, not me. They can be healed, not me. They can be used by God, not me. They can preach, they can teach, they can witness, not me. They can use a talent for God and to minister, not me. I don't have that. They can reach for people, not me. They can teach a Bible study, that not me. I'm not good at it. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. They've got it all together. No, they don't. Not me, though. That they can have a prayer life, but not me. I don't have time. They have the favor of God, not me. They're always so spiritual, I can't do that. They can be free from bondage, but mine is too strong. They can have God's favor and blessing in their life, but not me. Not my circumstances. They can be forgiven, not me. They can receive the grace and mercy of God, but I have been too wrong, too messed up, too bad. They can change, but I've gone too far. We do it as the church. Their church can have revival, not ours. Their church can turn their city upside down, but not ours. They can baptize 700 people a month, but not us. They can see miracles and signs and wonders, but not us. They can be happy, not me. They can have joy, not me. They can have peace, but not me. They can be blessed, and I'm so depressed. They can be on fire. I'm just going to stay cold as ice. I'm the exception, and I have a reason that I'm the exception. That I'm a special case, special circumstances. I'm the exception, and people can exempt themselves from all the benefits and all the promises of God by making themselves the exception, by saying God can do it for them, but not for me. God can do it in their life, but he can't do it in my life. My situation's too bad. My sin is too much. Come on, somebody. I need you to preach with me today. Pastor said one time, you can make excuse after excuse after excuse until you excuse yourself right out of glory. We can get to places where we believe within ourselves that we are the exception in any given situation. We are always the special case. We are always different than everybody else. We always have it a little worse or a little better. We're always the one who can't or the only one who can. We're always the one that will or the only one that won't. In our mind, we are the exception. We have to eliminate this thinking in our life. We've got to wake up from the deception of being the exception. We've got to accept the responsibility of knowing what we know and knowing the truth of the Word of God and understand I've got to wake up and understand that I'm not the exception. I'm not the exception to the Word of God in a positive or negative light. I'm not the exception. I've got to wake up. I've got to, as Dusty would say, I've got to tighten up. Now I'm going to talk about the flip side of this coin. And I need you to hear me today. This is what I want to speak to someone today. I believe God's reaching. I want to tell you, because let me make it clear one more time. You're precious. You are. You're precious. The Bible says, peculiar and chosen and holy and set apart, and you're precious to God. God loves you, but you're not any more special than anybody else. And you're not the exception to the Word. You're not the exception to obeying the Word. You're not the exception to receiving the Word. You're just not. I'm sorry. Maybe in school you got a participation trophy. Maybe somebody told you you're better than everybody else. Hey, I get it now. I understand. As a parent, you think my kid's the greatest. I love them so much. In this kingdom, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, you're not any more special than anybody else. I'll tell you who is the one true exception. Jesus is the exception. Jesus is the exception. Jesus answered in John 3:3, said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:5, Jesus answered and said, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. John 15:4 says, abide in me, I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I tell you in Luke 13:5, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. John 6:53, then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Psalm 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. Psalm 124:2, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, I wouldn't have made it, except the Lord was on my side. Come on, somebody. This just got a testimony in here. I would not have made it through that valley except that it was for the Lord. I would not have come through that situation except God had reached down and snatched me up and placed my foot on the rock. I would not have been healed except the Lord reached down and touched me and performed a miracle in my life if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. We need to understand that I'm not the exception, but Jesus is the exception to anything you can name, to any situation you go through, to any natural law that you can observe. Jesus is the exception. In this day that we're in, we've got to realize more than ever, I can't be saved except by Jesus. I can't have peace except through Jesus. I can't be blessed except Jesus. I can't be healed except by Jesus. Nobody can deliver me except Jesus. Nobody can save me and forgive me except for Jesus. Nobody will give me joy and peace and fulfillment except Jesus. Nobody, oh, except Jesus. Oh, we need to know that there is no other God except Jesus. There is no other way, no other truth, no other life except Jesus. Jesus is the exception. Oh, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. There is none like unto thee, Lord, our God. There is no other God. There is no other answer. There is no Savior except the Lord Jesus Christ. You can look far, you can look wide and high and low, and you won't find anybody except for Jesus that will satisfy you. Oh, you'll have to forgive me for getting a little excited today. Oh, I know y'all was cheering for the dogs last night. I came in here to cheer for Jesus today and lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say that whatever you're going through, whatever circumstance you're in, whatever valley, whatever hell on earth you're battling today, accept Jesus. Accept Jesus. You can't make it except Jesus. Oh, you won't get there except Jesus. But he's here and he's reaching and he's available. Stop looking everywhere else and look to Jesus. Stop trying to handle it yourself and look to Jesus. Stop trying to understand it all and say, I surrender all to Jesus. Stop trying to just figure it all out. Give it to Jesus. Stop looking for the answers everywhere except for Jesus. We can't overcome the world except by Jesus. We can't stand in these last days except by Jesus. We can't have revival in these last days any other way except for Jesus. It's still Jesus. He's still the answer. He's still the exception. I'm telling you today, church, if we're going to have real revival, it's going to come through Jesus. It's going to come through the power of God. It's not going to come through lights and smoke and good sound systems and programs, but it's going to come through Jesus. We might need to get back to some basics and understand that if we get together and we don't have Jesus, all we have is a social gathering. All we have is a show. But when I come into the house of the Lord, I'm expecting Jesus to meet me there. Can't do it except by Jesus. And I want to tell you today, I want to reach for somebody today that you've got a need in your life. You came into this building today with a need in your life. You came in here feeling lost. You came in here feeling just broke, busted, disgusted, and you need Jesus to work in your life. I want to tell you that he's here and Jesus can heal you. He can save your soul. Jesus can work in your situation. He can heal your mind. He can heal your emotions and your heart. He can use you. He can forgive you. He can bless you. He will be with you. He will never forsake you. And I know it's real. I know what you're going through is real. I know what you're going through feels heavy. I know what you've got going on is the real deal. And your mind might be scattered. Your heart might be shattered. Your thoughts and emotions might be pulling you 100 different directions, it feels like. You're allowing things to access your thoughts that have got no business being there. You're allowing hopelessness and melancholy to overtake you. You're letting fear and anxiety control you. You're letting depression and oppression have access to you. You might be having family troubles. You might be having relationship troubles. You might be having financial troubles. God knows you probably are. God forbid. But you might be struggling with secret sin and addiction. You might even be allowing holiness to take a back seat in your life. You might be accepting things now that you never would have accepted before. You might be doing things now that you never would have done before. You might be thinking things you never would have thought before. I don't care what it is today or how bad or dark it seems. Jesus is the exception to what you're going through today. Nothing and nobody can remedy your situation except for Jesus. Oh, you can look everywhere else and you can try and numb the feeling of it, but it'll come back again and again unless you get a hold of Jesus today and let him do a work in your life. There are so many different things in this world today that people turn to. All kinds of different distractions to relieve stress, to relieve pressure. All kinds of different things to slap a Band-Aid on what's going on. They're trying to forget for just a little while about their troubles. I don't know why, but it seems that with many people nowadays, Jesus is the last thing that people want to turn to. Jesus is the last one that people will look to for help. But I'm telling you that Jesus needs to be the first thing that we turn to. Especially as the people of God, we need to remember that we can still cry out to the Lord our God and he'll answer. Psalm 142 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. Psalm 130 says, out of the depths I've cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to my voice and my supplications. Psalm 31 says, for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou hearest, but yet thou heardest my voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. Psalm 120 says, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Psalm 3 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Psalm 30 says, O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Now let me do just a little lengthy reading for just a second. In Psalm 107, starting in verse 5, says, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works till the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass. He's cut off the bars of iron in sunder. Fools! Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Let them declare the works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro. They stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm calm so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth unto them their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. I read all that to say this. It doesn't matter if it's life, if it's something you got yourself into, if it's just hard times, or if it's rebellion against God that got you where you are. There is nothing that can stop the hand of the Lord from reaching down and picking you up and saving you, cleansing you, healing you, delivering you. It doesn't matter what it is. Jesus is the exception today. I wish somebody that believed that would do what the Word says and stand up right now and praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his wonderful works. Oh, come on. Just take a few seconds right now. I wish somebody would just really praise him. Come on, don't be performative. I wish somebody would really say, oh, thank you, Jesus, for when you pulled me out. I know I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you, Jesus. Come on, I feel something right now. If you push just a little bit, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is sweeping through this place. I didn't come to perform for you. I didn't come to entertain you. The Holy Ghost is sweeping through this room right now. If you'd lift your hands, oh, I'm telling you, God will do something for you right now. I didn't come to play church today. I didn't come to entertain you. You got a real need. It's time to get real. You got a real circumstance. It's time to get real. It's time to get real right now. Music, you can come. What you're going through might be too much. I'm aware of that. What you're going through today, it might be too much for you to handle. Very likely it is too much for you to handle. I've got situations in my life right now. I can't handle it by myself. I've got no way except the Lord. So what you're going through, it might be too much for you to handle. But Jesus is the exception. What you're going through, it might be hopeless, except for Jesus. The situation you've gotten yourself into, there might not be a way out of it, except Jesus. In one place, he said, I am the door. Some of you today feel like you're in a small, enclosed space, with no windows, no doors, no light, no way out. But today, right now, Jesus is standing here and saying, I am the door. You've got no way out except for me. You've got no hope except for me. It is too bad except for me. It is too much except for me. Somebody needs to walk through the door today. Jesus is the exception. If I have nothing and nobody and no way and no provision, I still have Jesus. And Jesus can do it. And Jesus will do it. We need to get back to living for him, knowing that he's not our backup plan, but he is our rock that never fails, never falters, never sleeps, never loses power, never gets afraid. whose knowledge and wisdom is unsearchable, the word says, whose authority is unchallengeable, whose majesty is matchless, whose glory does not fade with time, whose word does not fade away with time, but his word created the heavens and the earth. And he created you. He is faithful, who has promised. God is faithful. He cannot be unfaithful. It's just like we say God can't lie, because his word is truth. His word is the standard of truth. If he wants to change his mind about something, when he speaks it, it becomes truth, and what he said before is done. Because when he speaks, it is truth. And that's why he can't be unfaithful, because he is faithful. The word says he is faithful. It is in his nature to be faithful. So he cannot and will not be unfaithful. The word says God is able. So he can't not be able to do it, because he is able. It's a little different when God says I am something than when we say I am something. Sometimes we say I am sorry and we're not really sorry. Sometimes we say, you know, I am going to do it and we ain't going to do it. But when God says I am able, yes, I am faithful. He's speaking of himself, his nature. He's going to do what he promised he's going to do. And so if you're sick today, God said, I am able to heal you. If you need a deliverer today, he said, I am able to deliver you and pick you up and set you right and change your life. If he said, I love you, that means I have loved you with an everlasting love, just like my word says. He's the exception. So here's what it is, and we're going to come to these altars. Are you going to let another altar call slip by you today? Are you going to let another word go in one ear and out the other and say, nope, that word wasn't for me. I'm the exception. You're not the exception. God is reaching for you today. God is speaking to you today. And if you have a need, it's time right now.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.